From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. to deploy jets from Turkey. The U.S. military says it has deployed six F-16 jets to a Turkish airfield. Turkey opened the Incirlik air base to the anti-Islamic State combat efforts last month. At the same time, Turkey began its own campaign against the IS. The U.S. planes are dispatched along with 300 personnel. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has proposed eliminating the positions of vice president and deputy prime minister as part of a purported effort to reduce corruption and improve government. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi State TV read a statement Sunday by Mr. Abadi. The plan eliminates the positions of three vice presidents and three deputy prime ministers. Spokesman Saad Hadithi told State TV the cabinet outlined the new reform proposal and is sending it to Parliament for discussion. The proposal is due to be voted on Tuesday. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing in Afghanistan. The Taliban says it was behind Saturday's explosion in Kunduz province, which Afghan officials say killed 29 people. Most of the dead were members of a pro-government militia. U.S. President Barack Obama is brushing off taunts from Iran and political complaints at home about his Iran nuclear agreement. In an interview aired Sunday on CNN, Mr. Obama dismissed a tweet by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, which included a depiction of Mr. Obama holding a gun to his own head. The president said, quoting, "Superpowers don't respond to taunts." This is VOA News. Heavy rain continued Sunday in southeastern China, where the remnants of Typhoon Su Delor moved further inland. The storm has left at least 14 people dead. The system, which was downgraded to a tropical storm, hit China's Fujian and Zhejiang provinces the hardest. It left more than a million people without power. Pope Francis called for a global ban on nuclear weapons Sunday, the 70th anniversary of the U.S. dropping of an atomic bomb on Nagasaki. The atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 has widely been credited with ending World War II, but Pope Francis said, quoting, "With war, we always lose." Four vehicles belonging to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe were set on fire outside a hotel overnight in the rebel-controlled city of Donetsk. Members of the OSCE observer mission to Ukraine said in a tweet Sunday it apparently was an arson attack. They said three OSCE vehicles were completely destroyed, one heavily damaged, three partially damaged by heat from the fire. No observers were injured. Police in Ferguson, Missouri, gathered Sunday to mark the shooting death 1 year ago of 18-year-old shoplifting suspect Michael Brown by a white police officer. Racial violence that followed Brown's death threw the St. Louis suburb into the national spotlight and sparked calls for better treatment of blacks by police. A state grand jury cleared a police officer in Brown's death, but an investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice said that blacks were unfairly targeted by the police force in the city. Wastewater from an abandoned gold mine continues to drain into the Colorado River, causing it to turn to a mustard yellow color. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the wastewater contaminated with heavy metals such as cadmium, arsenic, copper, lead, and zinc is leaking into the river at a rate of more than 2,000 liters per minute. Reuters reports a number of people were killed in an attack on the Malian village of Gaberi by suspected Islamist radicals. The attack began Saturday. A shaky peace between Tuareg separatists and the government of Mali has been broken by violence recently. Voters in Haiti are choosing members of the legislature. They will be choosing from 1,800 candidates representing some 20 parties. Some voters say they're going to have to sit out this election because they don't have enough money to pay for transportation to get to the polling stations. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.